Lehrabschlussprüfungen für Kauffrau, Kaufmann nach BIFO 2016. Englisch, Hörverstehen, Serie 1. Each part of this listening comprehension will be played twice. Task A. Look at the notes below. Listen to the monologues. Fill in the missing information. You now have 20 seconds to look at the tasks. Now listen. 1. A radio program.
Here's the housing market update. Beautiful places are for sale across the country today. First of all, in San Francisco, California, there's a 3-bedroom Victorian-style home with its very own cinema to enjoy the latest movies from Hollywood. It costs $3,450,000. Secondly, in the ski resort of Aspen, Colorado, we have a 2-bedroom apartment selling for $2,900,000. It includes a billiard room and a sauna. Lastly, in Jacksonville, Florida, a Tuscan-style home is priced at $4,975,000. Especially nice is its own 425 feet of sandy beach. It has 4 bedrooms, each with its own full bath, and 2 garages that accommodate 9 vehicles. It's only a 5-minute walk from Knippers, the best fish restaurant on the coast. That's KNIPPERS. Knippers.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Here's the housing market update. Beautiful places are for sale across the country today. First of all, in San Francisco, California, there's a 3-bedroom Victorian-style home with its very own cinema to enjoy the latest movies from Hollywood. It costs $3,450,000. Secondly, in the ski resort of Aspen, Colorado, we have a 2-bedroom apartment selling for $2,900,000. It includes a billiard room and a sauna. Lastly, in Jacksonville, Florida, a Tuscan-style home is priced at $4,975,000. Especially nice is its own 425 feet of sandy beach. It has 4 bedrooms, each with its own full bath, and 2 garages that accommodate 9 vehicles. It's only a 5-minute walk from Knippers, the best fish restaurant on the coast. That's KNIPPERS. Knippers.
Now go on to part 2. 2. A radio announcement.
Register now for the Luxury Hospitality Conference, which takes place on October the 13th and 14th, 2016. Sign up by September the 30th at the latest and be among the top hotel executives as they discuss what the future hospitality market is going to be like and how technology is forcing big changes in design and service. Register at www.luxurysummit.com. That's luxurysummit.com. The event is sponsored by the Mediterranean Accommodation Group. It will take place at the Sheraton Ritz in Athens, Greece. The 6 guest speakers are all famous names in tourism. Any other information is available through Karina Pierre at newyorktimes.com or by telephone on 0033-141-739-5582.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Register now for the Luxury Hospitality Conference, which takes place on October the 13th and 14th, 2016. Sign up by September the 30th at the latest and be among the top hotel executives as they discuss what the future hospitality market is going to be like and how technology is forcing big changes in design and service. Register at www.luxurysummit.com. That's luxurysummit.com. The event is sponsored by the Mediterranean Accommodation Group. It will take place at the Sheraton Ritz in Athens, Greece. The six guest speakers are all famous names in tourism. Any other information is available through Karina Pierre at newyorktimes.com or by telephone on 0033-141-739-5582.
This is the end of Task A. Task B will begin in about 20 seconds. Task B. You will now listen to Carl Pickett and Lauren Hastings discussing the topic of sharing economy. For each question, mark the best answer. A, B, or C. Tick one answer only. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Ready?
This is Carl Pickett with the opinions of frequent business travellers. Today, Lauren Hastings is here to talk about businesses that are part of a new trend called sharing economy. Not everyone welcomes them, right, Lauren?
Right, Carl. Taxi and public transportation companies are complaining about Uber Car, for example, where you can order a car and driver by app on your phone. No queuing for taxis or crowded buses.
That sounds like a limousine service. Isn't it expensive?
No. Uber Car generally costs less than taxis because it uses surge pricing, which sets the price by supply and demand. That means the cost is calculated according to the present situation. For example, how many cars are available right now, and how many people want one at this time. It's like booking a flight. We all know the price of tickets is higher in the summer when the demand is high and the supply is low. It's a new idea to use surge pricing for public transportation and taxis. Up to now, customers have only had fixed rates. It also makes it very difficult for governments to regulate and tax.
What's your experience with sharing economy for accommodation?
For short stays that are more than just an overnight, I can highly recommend it to business and holiday travellers. I usually book an apartment or a house through Airbnb on its website. And I hear my colleagues saying, I've stopped pulling my bags down long hotel halls.
What are the business advantages?
Well, actually, there is only one important one, and that is saving money on everything. For example, the two-week stay my colleagues and I had in downtown Austin, Texas, for the Eco Conference. We shared the rent of a three-bedroom apartment nearby, making accommodation less expensive. Location made it more convenient, and we saved on transportation.
Can you list any personal benefits?
Oh, yes. I like having my own kitchen for snacks, breakfast, and small meals. It really cuts the cost of eating out. Plus, these kitchens sometimes have washers and dryers, so I save time and money on laundry. And there's no suitcase full of dirty clothes to take home.
Does Airbnb own all these facilities?
No, Airbnb works regularly with a number of privately owned properties. Some homeowners even sign up their apartment or house to be rented when they're away on holiday, so their property is occupied while they are gone. You know, safer against burglaries. Typically, business travellers are more welcome because they don't mess up the place as much as holiday guests do.
What can hotels do against this competition to attract business travellers?
Nothing. It's cheaper. Airbnb has rentable objects in 190 different countries. The only competition it has is from other similar sites like HomeAway or Housetip, which still mainly attract the holiday traveller.
Paul McCormick of the Global Business Travel Association claims the business travel market is still big enough for both hotels and businesses like Airbnb. Do you agree?
Yes, because hotels are still 90% booked. Many travellers still choose room service over their own kitchen. And when there is an event or conference going on in any city, there usually isn't enough hotel space. So the rooms get priced at 6 times the market rate. Airbnb is a very pleasant option.
Thank you, Lauren, for this interesting conversation.
You are going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
This is Carl Pickett with the opinions of frequent business travellers. Today, Lauren Hastings is here to talk about businesses that are part of a new trend called sharing economy. Not everyone welcomes them, right, Lauren?
Right, Carl. Taxi and public transportation companies are complaining about Uber Car, for example, where you can order a car and driver by app on your phone. No queuing for taxis or crowded buses.
That sounds like a limousine service. Isn't it expensive?
No. Uber Car generally costs less than taxis because it uses surge pricing, which sets the price by supply and demand. That means the cost is calculated according to the present situation. For example, how many cars are available right now, and how many people want one at this time. It's like booking a flight. We all know the price of tickets is higher in the summer when the demand is high and the supply is low. It's a new idea to use surge pricing for public transportation and taxis. Up to now, customers have only had fixed rates. It also makes it very difficult for governments to regulate and tax.
What's your experience with sharing economy for accommodation?
For short stays that are more than just an overnight, I can highly recommend it to business and holiday travellers. I usually book an apartment or a house through Airbnb on its website. And I hear my colleagues saying, I've stopped pulling my bags down long hotel halls.
What are the business advantages?
Well, actually, there is only one important one, and that is saving money on everything. For example, the 2-week stay my colleagues and I had in downtown Austin, Texas, for the Eco Conference. We shared the rent of a 3-bedroom apartment nearby, making accommodation less expensive. Location made it more convenient, and we saved on transportation.
Can you list any personal benefits?
Oh, yes. I like having my own kitchen for snacks, breakfast, and small meals. It really cuts the cost of eating out. Plus, these kitchens sometimes have washers and dryers, so I save time and money on laundry. And there's no suitcase full of dirty clothes to take home.
Does Airbnb own all these facilities?
No, Airbnb works regularly with a number of privately owned properties. Some homeowners even sign up their apartment or house to be rented when they're away on holiday, so their property is occupied while they are gone. You know, safer against burglaries. Typically, business travellers are more welcome because they don't mess up the place as much as holiday guests do.
What can hotels do against this competition to attract business travellers?
Nothing. It's cheaper. Airbnb has rentable objects in 190 different countries. The only competition it has is from other similar sites like HomeAway or Housetip, which still mainly attract the holiday traveller.
Mm. Paul McCormick of the Global Business Travel Association claims the business travel market is still big enough for both hotels and businesses like Airbnb. Do you agree?
Yes, because hotels are still 90% booked. Many travellers still choose room service over their own kitchen. And when there is an event or conference going on in any city, there usually isn't enough hotel space, so the rooms get priced at 6 times the market rate. Airbnb is a very pleasant option.
Thank you, Lauren, for this interesting conversation.
This is the end of Task B. Task C will begin in about 20 seconds. Task C. Listen to Martina Meyer interviewing Robin Cornelius on motivation in small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs. Please fill in the gaps in the sentences below with the correct form of the keyword or keywords. Use 1 or 2 words. You now have 1 minute to read the sentences below. And here we go.
Good morning, America. This is Martina Meyer on World Business News. The International Conference for Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, known as SMEs, is in our city this weekend. Our guest today is Robin Cornelius from the famous company Switcher. Mr. Cornelius, the topic at the conference is motivation, getting yourself and your employees to work hard. Can you give us some tips?
My motto is, it's not important what you do, but how you do it. I have lots of ideas. Some work and some don't. For me, an entrepreneur is like an artist who's also part of a team of colleagues trying to build the company. That's my motivation. I hope my employees feel that.
Does the motivation always have to come from the boss?
That depends on the size of the company. Yes, if you are leading an SME, because as part of this group, you must be there every day and work together. The CEOs of huge companies are managers, not colleagues, and have other responsibilities. It's not their job to motivate. We all make mistakes, but when the CEO, who takes care of $300 million, makes a mistake, it's much worse than in an SME.
In the USA, and Switzerland as well, companies want their employees to feel it is their company and their products. Does that motivate production and innovation?
Only in companies where the boss doesn't think he's more important than the employees. He knows the names of his employees and will apologize to them for any mistakes he makes. In some companies, the boss forgets the names of his employees after 3 days. How can you care about a boss, his company, or his products if he doesn't care about you?
How important are leisure time and holidays for employees to gain motivation?
That depends on the country's culture and the employee's own life. There are many people who don't like not going to work. They have no hobbies and don't know what to do. I once suggested at Switcher that employees work only 80%. In Germany, for example, almost everyone takes off work on Friday afternoons. The French can't understand that, and the Germans are actually very productive.
In all of your journeys to the textile factories of China, would you say that the Chinese are motivated, despite their poor working conditions?
Yes, I can imagine that though these people have to work under horrible conditions, that they are motivated. But listen, in the U.S., there are some working conditions worse than those in China. And some Swiss earn only 3,000 francs a month for a whole family. Being poor in a poor country is normal. In Switzerland, a low salary makes life difficult. The Chinese person who earns $50 per month can be happier and more motivated than the golden man working for the stock market in New York and earning $50,000 a month.
Thank you, Mr. Cornelius, for this interview.
You are welcome.
You're going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Good morning, America. This is Martina Meyer on World Business News. The International Conference for Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, known as SMEs, is in our city this weekend. Our guest today is Robin Cornelius from the famous company Switcher. Mr. Cornelius, the topic at the conference is motivation, getting yourself and your employees to work hard. Can you give us some tips?
My motto is, it's not important what you do, but how you do it. I have lots of ideas. Some work and some don't. For me, an entrepreneur is like an artist who's also part of a team of colleagues trying to build the company. That's my motivation. I hope my employees feel that.
Does the motivation always have to come from the boss?
That depends on the size of the company. Yes, if you are leading an SME, because as part of this group, you must be there every day and work together. The CEOs of huge companies are managers, not colleagues, and have other responsibilities. It's not their job to motivate. We all make mistakes, but when the CEO, who takes care of $300 million, makes a mistake, it's much worse than in an SME.
In the USA, and Switzerland as well, companies want their employees to feel it is their company and their products. Does that motivate production and innovation?
Only in companies where the boss doesn't think he's more important than the employees. He knows the names of his employees and will apologize to them for any mistakes he makes. In some companies, the boss forgets the names of his employees after 3 days. How can you care about a boss, his company, or his products if he doesn't care about you?
How important are leisure time and holidays for employees to gain motivation?
That depends on the country's culture and the employee's own life. There are many people who don't like not going to work. They have no hobbies and don't know what to do. I once suggested at Switcher that employees work only 80%. In Germany, for example, almost everyone takes off work on Friday afternoons. The French can't understand that, and the Germans are actually very productive.
In all of your journeys to the textile factories of China, would you say that the Chinese are motivated, despite their poor working conditions?
Yes, I can imagine that though these people have to work under horrible conditions, that they are motivated. But listen, in the U.S., there are some working conditions worse than those in China. And some Swiss earn only 3,000 francs a month for a whole family. Being poor in a poor country is normal. In Switzerland, a low salary makes life difficult. The Chinese person who earns $50 per month can be happier and more motivated than the golden man working for the stock market in New York and earning $50,000 a month.
Thank you, Mr. Cornelius, for this interview.
You are welcome.
This is the end of Task C. You now have time to complete your answers. This is the end of your English listening comprehension exam. Please stop writing and hand in your paper.